play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon, here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
All right, just about ready to get things underway. Let's send it down to PA announcer Vinny Walk here at Mattoon.
And now let's meet the starting lineups in this championship contest that features the Silver Streaks of Galesburg and the Lady Bulldogs of Muhammad Seymour. First, the lineups for your guests on the scoreboard today. The Silver Streaks of Galesburg. At a guard, a junior, number 4, Kiera Kilgore. At a second guard, senior wearing number 12, Capri Ferguson. At a third guard, wearing number 14, junior Alexis Edgerson. At a forward, another junior, wearing number 30, Antonia Kistler. And rounding out the lineup in the middle, a junior, number 34, Soraya Boyd. Silver Streaks are coached by Evan Massey and come into the game with a 15-3 mark overall, 4-0 in tournament action. And now the starting lineups for the Lady Bulldogs of Muhammad Seymour. At a guard, a 5'6" senior, number 1, Durbin Thomas. At a second guard, a 5'8 sophomore, wearing number 5, Kylie Waldinger. At a third guard, wearing number 15, a 5'8 senior, Abigail Bunting. At a forward, a 5'9 senior, number 14, Chloe Pruitt. And rounding out the starters in the middle, a 5'10 senior, number 21, Savannah Orgeron. Lady Bulldogs are coached by Garrett Risley, come into the game with a 14-3 mark overall, and also an unbeaten mark in tournament play.
All right. Now, I said that was Vinny Walk. That was Greg Powers. They switch off.
Yeah, Vinny's been doing the first sessions, and Greg's been doing the late sessions, and Vinny did the first two games tonight. Now, Greg's on the last two games.
Streaks in the road, dark gray with white numbers, white piping. The Muhammad Seymour in their home white with orange numbers, orange and blue trim, blue lettering, 200 Bulldogs. Soraya wins the tip once again. It's Capri Ferguson with it. We are underway. Championship game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Capri Ferguson out high left side on the dribble. Muhammad Seymour comes out in a 2-3 zone, spreading it out. Right corner, it's Kiera Kilgore. Now Capri out in the center circle to Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Back out high to Capri. Over to Kiera on the left side, out high. Left baseline to Alexis Edgerson. Nice movement on the zone defense so far. Streaks looking for an opening. Kiera's got it out high on the left side. Back to Capri Ferguson, right of the center circle. Bounces to Alexis Edgerson. Back to Capri in the center circle. Out on the big green wave and the green M. We'll talk about that in a little bit, how they came up with the name, as far as we can tell, of Green Wave. Now Alexis Edgerton, top of the key, dribbles right back to Capri Ferguson out high right side. The Streaks not finding any openings so far. They've been outside the three-point arc pretty much this entire sequence.
But Alexis. Being patient.
Yeah, they are being patient. That's a good thing. Now, Kiera fires the three out high left side. Missed it. Rebound off the hands and finally brought down by Ogeron. For Muhammad Seymour. Out high left side. This is Chloe Pruitt. Dribbles down. Rather, that's Abigail Bunting. Now it's Thomas with it. Durbin Thomas dribbles right, working against Alexis Edgerson. Gets a pick, stops, and the ball knocked away initially by Alexis, able to get it back. Now it is Abigail Bunting. Gives back to Durbin Thomas. Streaks playing very good man-to-man defense right now. Stop just inside the three-point arc. Shot up and good by Kylie Waldinger. First basket of the ball game, 2-0 Muhammad Seymour. 6:23 to play first quarter. Right wing, Alexis Edgerson for the streaks. Back to Capri Ferguson out near the center circle. Gives to Kira Kilgore, left corner. Alexis Edgerson fires a three, too strong. Rebound comes down to the weak side to Abigail Bunting for Muhammad Seymour. Durbin Thomas will set it up.
Unfortunately, Alexis got her feet all messed up, and when she caught the ball, she was actually falling backwards, had to take a step backwards and then try to step into a three-point shot.
First turnover of the ball game as Abigail Bunting trying to get it down inside to Ogeron, but threw it away. Pretty much an unforced error there. So the Streaks get it back, trailing 2-0, 5:53 to play first quarter. Left corner, Antonia Kissler. Now it is Capri Ferguson out high left side. Left corner, it's Kiera. Tries to penetrate, brings it back out. Now splits the defenders, gets into the paint. Little runner up off the glass and
nice.
In. What a great move by Kiera Kilgore.
Yeah, Kiera created that entire scoring opportunity. She did a nice job with the hesitation dribble. Pulled it back at one point to let the defense move and then went around them.
I think that's what the Mattoon coach was talking about last night in the pregame, saying how she just makes it look so easy. As she's just so smooth when she makes those moves at getting between defenders. It doesn't look like she's going that fast, but she just is able to slide through. Right side, this is Bunting with a little 10-footer up and good.
And what some coaches would tell you, though, Tom, is that pace really creates opportunity.
Yeah.
And if you can dribble like that at a pace, you don't need to go in at 100 miles an hour. You just need
right.
to go in at a pace where you're under control.
4-2, Muhammad Seymour, 5 minutes to play first quarter. This is Alexis Edgerson, left wing, and her pass knocked away and stolen by Bunting. So the teams have exchanged turnovers. Bunting, nice pass as the defense closed out on, but the shot was missed.
Oh, she was
by
out of
Thomas,
bounds.
And are they going to call a foul? Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
no, that's
no.
the right
They're
call.
Going out of bounds. I thought they were going to call a foul there.
Yeah, when Thomas caught the ball, she was staying on the end line.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I thought they were going to call a push on somebody. But she caught a stand on the end line, so the Streaks will take it the other way. Yeah,
so
she missed an easy one there, Thomas
yeah,
did.
Yeah, Durbin Thomas missed an easy layup there. Now they're in a 1-3-1, Tom, so the Streaks really could use a baseline runner.
Now Kiera's got top of the key, double team, looks for help, gets it to the right wing to Alexis Edgerson. Missed Soraya down there. Now it's Kiera on the left wing, fires a three, good! 5 for Kiera Kilgore, and the Streaks with their first lead of the game, 5-4, 4:23 to play first quarter. Durbin Thomas brings it across, gives to Abigail Bunting out high left side on the dribble, hands off to Kylie Waldinger. Waldinger out on the dribble. Gives to Thomas. Back to Waldinger on high left side. Left baseline it goes to Bunting. Bunting takes it back out to the wing. Good defense by the Streaks and a near steal. And it is a steal by Antonia Kissler.
Great job
defense.
By Antonia.
Capri Ferguson will bring it up. 3:55 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 5-4. Alexis Edgerson out high right side. Capri Ferguson back door wide open. Kiera Kilgore left side. Left hand up and in. She has got all 7 of the Streaks' points. They lead 7-4.
And Kiera's passed 100 points in this tournament now with 101 points scored over the course of 4 games and a half a quarter.
That might be more than some of the teams. I'm not sure.
Right.
Now Thomas, left wing, gives it to Chloe Pruitt. Now back out high goes to Bunting, right wing. This is Waldinger. Waldinger brings it back out between the circles, working against Capri Ferguson. Right wing it goes to Thomas. Durbin Thomas brings it back out top of the key. Inside it goes to Ogeron, right side. Stops, fakes, gets a little 10-footer up, no good. Rebound, Soraya Boyd. Got right. Soraya up in the air that time, couldn't get the shot to fall.
That was Ogeron's first attempt at scoring, so this nice shot by Soraya. She's kept her quiet so far.
Capri Ferguson left wing, backdoor pass to Soraya, right side, up off the glass and in. What a find by Capri Ferguson, and a timeout called by Garrett Risley. 2:56 to play here in the first quarter. It's a full timeout. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 9, the Muhammad Seymour Bulldogs 4. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Okay. Okay, now how many Knox County Collision Shops are GM certified?
8?
Nope.
76?
Well, no.
In what year?
Yikes, it's the only GM certified collision center in our county, and it's...
I know this one.
Whose jingle is this?
Oh, Dave's Auto Body.
Yes, GM certified, the recognized standard for safe, proper repairs of GM vehicles. There's only one.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
I know.
Dave's Auto Body.
There's just one.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
I'm here with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you on with us here tonight. Streaks coming out and being very patient on the offensive end and playing some really good defense thus far.
Yeah, and the big thing for the Streaks right now is they're doing a great job with their energy. They've got to keep that energy up. You get a little worried in these championship games that you get out and the adrenaline's high early.
Lily Clark with a block.
Yeah, I saw she got a piece of her too. Down court, tried to get to Soraya. And Capri says, my bad, overthrew Soraya a little bit. She got some hands on it, couldn't reel it in though. So the Streaks turned it over. But good hustle. Great. I'm really surprised they didn't call the foul on that one on because Lily brought her hand down. I don't know if she got her or not, but she did get the ball. I know that. So Lily Clark with a block shot. She's in there. Along with Juniper Schwartzman now. Down on the right side, it goes to Pruitt down in the corner. Oh, nice look underneath to Thomas, got three.
Lily lost her. Lily was focused on the ball handler, not on who she's supposed to be guarding.
9-6 Streaks, Kara Kilgore out high on the left side. Picks up, goes to the left corner to Juniper Schwartzman. Back on high left side, it goes to Capri Ferguson. Left corner, Kara fires a long three-pointer. Good!
Another one!
Nothing but net, and she was out near the sideline on that one. A good couple of steps behind the three-point line. 12-6 Streaks.
Capri also already with four assists in this one, Tom.
This is Durbin Thomas. She's got to be on the all-tournament team. I certainly hope
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I mean, they always look at points.
Exactly. Now an air ball from Bunting, but the weak side rebound comes to Kylie Waldinger. Back to Bunting in the left corner, brings it out to the wing. Now Thomas out high right side goes to Waldinger. Waldinger goes baseline, dribbled on the end line.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Now step back, Ogeron doesn't take the shot. Now it's Bunting left wing, brings it back out between the circles. Left wing goes to Waldinger, penetrates. Scoops a shot up off the glass, got it, and they're going to call a foul on who?
I guess on
Juniper.
It's got to be on Juniper, right, because she was the last one near her.
Yep, they call Juniper Schwartzman. That's first foul in the basketball game. So that's going to put Waldinger at the free throw line. Chance at the traditional three-point play. Streaks lead 12-8, 1:24 to play here in the first quarter, and the free throw is good. Make it 12-9, and Alexis Edgerson back in. She'll replace Lily Clark in for Muhammad Seymour is Grace Binkley, a 5'6 sophomore, and she replaces
Orgeron.
Wow.
That's surprising.
Their 5'10 senior has not scored yet. She's only got one attempt. Only had her hands on the ball, twice?
Yeah.
Great defense by the Streaks. Capri Ferguson, right wing, swing away over to Kiara on the left wing. Steps back, thought about the three, now pulls it back out. Gives to Alexis Edgerson out right of the center circle. Alexis now hands off to Capri and dribbled it off her foot.
Oh, got to go after it, Capri.
Yeah, and then was frustrated. She let go of it. Oh. But the shot missed by Thomas. Capri
That's the
with
second
a rebound.
One.
Yeah. Alexis Edgerson down to the right wing. Bounces for Sarai Boyd down on the right block. A little baby
little
right
foul.
Side, no good. But Juniper forced with the rebound, puts it back and one.
Her dad is happy.
Yep. She'll go to the free throw line with one shot. Who did they call? I think it was 2-3. Yep, and that will be Grace Binkley with the foul. So, yeah, you were right. I think there was some contact on the shot by Soraya Boyd, but Juniper got the good offensive position on the weak side, puts it up and in, and she'll have a chance at the three-point play. 50.1 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 14-9. Free throw up and good. So three for Juniper Schwartzman.
Juniper continuing her hot play here in this tournament. She's played really well in this tournament.
Streak lead 15-9, 44 to play. Left wing, this is Pruitt. Back out high, it goes to Bunting. Bunting left side, crosses over. Good defense by Kiara. Now it's Thomas left wing. We go back out, gives to Bunting. Left corner, was that a three attempt or a two? I think it was just a two.
It looked like.
Capri with a rebound to Alexis Edgerson with 25 to play. Alexis drives in, puts up a little five-footer. No, they're going to call double dribble or travel. Yeah,
double dribble.
She did. Well, I knew she did one or the other. The official right on the play couldn't see it because he was blocked by a defender. The trailing official saw that one. So the Streaks got the third turnover.
Four
on the Streaks with 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Thomas dribbles left. Left corner goes to Bunting, brings it back out to the wing. Now goes behind the back, down the left side, or to the left elbow. Now to Thomas, fires a three, too strong, rebound. Antonia Kistler for the streak, 6 seconds to play. Now Kiara with four, brings it across midcourt with three. Kiara stops, top of the key, fires a three-pointer. Ah. Oh, just a little bit short on the mark, but got a good shot off. We had played one quarter of basketball. Good one for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Championship game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 15, the Muhammad Seymour Bulldogs 9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Community Treasures, who recently received $100. Nominate your favorite at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief. Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Muhammad Seymour with the basketball to start the second quarter. Ogeron back, Soraya Boyd down. Soraya, nice defense, held her ground. A little turnaround fadeaway was no good by Ogeron, and the Streaks with the basketball. Leading 15-9, Tom Meredith there. Gibson championship game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Right corner, Kiara Kilgrove back out. Alexis Edgerson back to Kiara in the corner. Fires the three. Too strong on that one. Weak side rebound, Juniper Schwartzman. Ooh, Ogeron went over the back.
Oh,
but saved it inbounds to Soraya. Soraya lays it up and in. Give Ogeron the assist on that one.
Right.
Soraya with 4 points. You don't save it inbounds under your own basket.
No.
Or under the other team's basket because that's exactly what can happen. And she was wide open for an easy two. 17-9 Streaks. This is Thomas. Penetrates, kicks over the left wing to, was that Waldinger? Missed the three, and the ball hits the back of either the support or the back of the board. And the Streaks will bring it back the other way with 7:02 to play first half, leading 17-9.
They're back in the 2-3 now. They extended it out to half court there for a second.
Capri gives to Kiara out high left side. Now to Juniper down on the left block. Gets behind the defender, laid it up. Got some contact, no good.
And
second
again.
Time, they call the foul. Second time, got her on the arm. She put it up and in and back to the free throw line. Another chance at a three-point play for Juniper Schwartzman. And they get 19-9 Streaks. The foul went against, Abigail Bunting. Her first foul, two team fouls now.
Juniper doing some work in there. Two offensive rebounds now and 5-6 points.
Rolled that one through. 2 for 2 from the line. Who's their first foul on? Was that? It was 23 that came in.
Yep.
Wasn't it?
Binkley.
Binkley. Yep. All right. Streaks lead 20-9. 6:43 to play here in the first half. Oh, a foul! Unfortunately, who was that?
Capri.
Capri going after, and she
looked shaken up.
Yeah, hit her. She ran like head first, I think, into somebody. Kind of tweaked her neck a little bit. Oh, right in the nose. Oh, she's dizzy. She's dizzy.
Yeah, she's dizzy. She's got to come out of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, she ran headfirst into somebody going. I didn't see. We're kind of blocked here with our banner where we're sitting. Addie McLaughlin's going to get a bench and come in.
Yeah, she tried to beat the ball handler to the screen, and unfortunately she kind of got pancaked between the ball handler and the screener, and I think she hit her head possibly on the screener and then on the floor.
So that is the first foul on Capri. I don't know what the officials are discussing. I mean, the foul was on Capri. There was no doubt there.
The only thing I can think of that they're
concussion protocol or something, yeah.
Whether they have to do anything regarding that, maybe.
Yep. All right. Well, Bunting inbounds into the backcourt to Thomas. 6:39 to play first half. Streaks lead 20-9. Left wing. Ogeron fires the three. Missed. Weak side rebound. Kiara Kilgore. Kiara down left side of the court. Gets it across midcourt. Picks up. And gives to Juniper Schwartzman in the left corner. Back out to Addie McLaughlin left side. Brings it back out high and gets to Alexis Edgerson out high on the right side. Adam McLaughlin between the circles. Left wing Kara fakes the three. Oh, got called for the travel. Ooh, that was quick.
Flame, she shuffled the feet. I don't know that I saw that. She's usually pretty good at keeping that pivot foot on the ground because she shot fake to get the defender in the air, and she's going to sidestep her.
Is that five turnovers?
Yeah, five turnovers to the streaks now.
6:16 to play first half, 20-9 is the Galesburg lead. Thomas brings it across, gives to Bunting on the volleyball spike line. Now Orgeron on the right wing working against the right. Boy, picks up out high right side.
Capri back in the game.
Oh, wow, she is. Okay. Well, I heard her tell the official I'm okay because I asked her something when she was on the bench. I said, nope, I'm okay. I think she just took that hard hit and was just dizzy for a second.
Well, sometimes when you get up quickly.
Yeah, she got up quickly too, yeah. This is Bunting on the dribble. Great defense from the Streets fans excited here. The bench as well. Not a lot of them here, but they are boisterous. That is for sure.
And the low ceiling here adds to this noise.
Yep.
So we've seen in years past when Mattoon has played in the championship.
Bunting, or rather Thomas, now gives to Orgeron on the left wing, penetrates in, and puts
she ran into Juniper.
Yeah. Missed the shot, but Capri Ferguson with the rebound. Alexis Edgerson. Alexis down on the right side. Oh, pass thrown away. Tried to go cross court to Kiara, turned it over. A little bit too much traffic there.
Yeah, Alexis needs to just hold it, wait.
Yeah, wait for the other teammates to get down there.
Yeah, because Muhammad did a good job of getting back down the floor.
I think
there.
She was hoping that Kiara was going to be able to put a three up from there or fake and go to the basket. Now Thomas, right elbow, pulls it back out, gives to Bunting. Now Waldinger, left wing, fires a three, missed it. Nobody got a body on Binkley there, and she gets a rebound, lays it up and in. 20-11 streaks, under 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Capri Ferguson right of the center circle. Out high right side, Alexis Edgerson back to Capri. Out high left side, it's Kiara Kilgore. Kiara looks over the defense. Back to Capri near the center circle. Streaks have been really patient offensively.
Which is good. I mean, rather that than them taking hurried shots, just get shots in the air.
Now trying to go back to too much traffic, but Juniper Schwartz would get to the pass with off the glass. And Juniper puts it up, was a little bit too strong off the glass. Orgeron with the rebound, or Orgeron. This is Bunting. Now it goes to Thomas. Now this is Binkley with it down on the mid block. Now kicks back out to Thomas on the right wing, penetrates, gets out high to Orgeron. Step back, tried to get the three off. Great defense though, closing out. Was Soraya Boyd.
Well, and not only that, Tom, but when she closed out, she kept space in between her and Orgeron, so Orgeron couldn't get the foul on her for jumping into her.
30-second timeout, Muhammad Seymour, 4:05 to play here in the first half. It is Galesburg 20, Muhammad Seymour 11. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games. Of course, Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. You buy a new Nissan at Galesburg Nissan, that's right, your vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, no cost to you. Engine, your transmission, transfer case, all-wheel drive assembly, your drivetrain assembly, it's all covered. You can buy it with peace of mind. I mean, you know you're getting a great vehicle with your Nissan anyway, but you get that peace of mind with it as well. And we're driving something out of their rental fleet. Yep, they have a great rental fleet there with daily rates of up to 400 miles per day, low competitive daily rates, special three-day weekend rates, and lower weekly rates available. Check it out. We're driving a nice 2022 Nissan Rogue Sport, and you can check that out. Their rental fleet also. Check them out. Brand new Nissans, Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Lily Clark back in for the Streaks, and in for Muhammad Seymour's Emma Dallas, a 5'6 senior. This is Thomas on the dribble. Out high it goes to Bunting. Bunting right side, back out between the circles. Now under 4 minutes to play in the first half. Right wing it goes to Dallas. Dallas picks up, top of the key, gets to Thomas. She gets down on the right block to Orgeron, back to Thomas. Oh, nice look out. Tried to get
good job by Kiara.
Got in there, couldn't quite get the seal, but got the tie up and possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Good hustle by Kiara Kilgore.
It was a nice job. Kiara read that the whole way. She saw the slide coming and she just jumped right into that passing lane, went down on the floor and got the bounce pass.
Free Ferguson gets it across, gives to Kiara out high on the left side. Swing it over to Lily Clark on the right wing, bounces for Soraya Boyd back out. Her pass went away. Tried to get it back out to Capri, but turn it over. Now Thomas stops, a little 12-footer left wing is up and good. Durbin Thomas with four.
Struggling from layup, so it was probably a good decision by Thomas.
20-13 now, Streaks lead, 3:12 to play here in the first half. Kiara Kilgore, Capri Ferguson, right wing, Lily Clark. Tried to bounce for Soraya, too much traffic, and the Streaks turn it over again. And now, Soraya nearly got it back, but tried to go for the steal, knocked it out of bounds.
Well, and Soraya's telling Lily right now, you've got to read where the defense is. Yeah. If the defense is on the low side, you can't pass it to the baseline side. You got to pass it up top. If the defense is on top, then you can go baseline side with that pass.
Eight turnovers now for us?
That is eight turnovers now, and now yeah. Coach Massey calls a timeout because I think he's a little frustrated with the offense right now.
All right, so full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:02 to play here in the first half. It's Galesburg 20, Muhammad Seymour 13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streak's girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up your gray WGIL button at The Packing House in downtown Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
3:02 to play first half. Tom Meredith there gets him Mattoon High School championship game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Muhammad Seymour Bulldogs 20-13. And I'm sure the Bulldogs got to feel fortunate that they're only down 7 at this point, and they kind of weathered a storm.
Yeah, they definitely have to, because they've only turned the ball over 4 times. But between missed shots and the Streaks getting some run out, they could easily be down double digits, only down 7 at this point. They've got to feel like if they can cut this down a little bit more and go into the locker room, they'll have the momentum coming into the second half.
Muhammad Seymour with the ball. Good defense again by the Streaks. Right corner, it's Orgeron. 17-footer up and good. That was a tough shot. Puts it up and in. That's her first basket with
one of 5.
Yeah, under 3 minutes to play here in the first half. 20-15 Streaks. Capri Ferguson left. You want the Streaks still to relax and take their time offensively. Not that you don't need to get in a hurry and get a shot off.
Well, they've got to start moving a little bit more on offense. They're getting a little stagnant and standing around trying to get the ball into Soraya or get the ball over to Key. You gotta work the ball a little bit more, and they need to cut.
Capri just walked the tightrope there on the midcourt line and kept from falling into the backcourt and preventing a turnover on the pass. Now to Key on the left baseline for 3, too strong. Soraya skies for the rebound. Looks for help and dribbles out of trouble. Gets it back out to Capri. Nice offensive rebound. Now right corner goes to Alexis Edgerson. 1:56 to play first half. Capri Ferguson out high left side. Goes right, gets to Kiara Kilgore. Long three-pointer right wing, short, and the rebound comes out long to Thomas for Muhammad Seymour.
The Streaks starting to settle for threes. Yeah. You want to see them attack these gaps a little bit more. I'd like to see Kiara on the move, going through the zone, collapsing the defense.
Pruitt now a steal by Kiara. Kiara crosses over. Oh, nice pass to Alexis Edgerson. Laid it up, couldn't hit, but a foul's called on Thomas. Durbin Thomas got a piece of Alexis going up, and she's going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots.
Thomas disagrees with that call. She felt like she did a good job of shadowing but not touching Alexis, and the official, unfortunately for her, had a different vantage.
1:29 to play here in the first half, 20-15 Streaks. First one up and good by Alexis Edgerson. Make it 21.
First point for the Streaks in quite some time. They're up 20-9. That breaks a 6-0 Muhammad Seymour run.
Second shot up, missed that one, but Juniper Schwartz with the offensive rebound, couldn't get the put back to fall, though. I think he got pushed, he was kind of sliding sideways. Maybe the momentum from the rebound took it that way. Orgeron with it, goes left baseline, spins. What's the call?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going to call a push on Soraya.
She
I didn't
spun
see
away
that
from
at
her.
All.
Yeah. Yeah, she spun away from her, and the whistle blew. Wow. Well,
think Orgeron thought she was fouled because she was in the process of trying to pass the basketball.
Now she fires a three-pointer up and good. Step back and put it up and in. Don't want to get her heated up. Played
Streak
really good defense on her so far. 21-18, 1:09 to play first half. And you don't want to start pressing if you're the Streaks either.
No.
I mean, pressing and you know, worrying about what's going on and just you play your game. Now Soraya lost a
There's
handle
a tackle
on
out on the baseline. Is this Orgeron?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not either.
Oh, no, it's Waldinger.
Foul on Waldinger. That's her first.
Soraya tried to make a post move there, go to the basket. She lost the basketball. Alexis came flying in to get it, and Waldinger went and took out Alexis's feet. So
1:01 to play first half. Kiara Kilgore to inbound for the right baseline. And it comes to Capri out high right side. Now Alexis Edgerson back to Capri right of the center circle. Underneath to Soraya. Lost the handle on it. Again, took her eye off. It looked like she was looking to score first. and took her eye off the pass. Now Waldinger wide open, three on the right wing, airballed it. But Juniper Schwartzman there for the rebound. Now Capri Ferguson across midcourt right side to Alexis Edgerson right wing. Pulls it back out with 41 seconds to play. Kiara left wing, fires a three, too strong. And Soraya is able to run down the rebound in the right corner. Good hustle. Now her pass is knocked away. Streaks going to have it in front of the Muhammad Seymour bench with 30. Is that a 33? 33.4 to play.
33.4. After hitting her first, or hitting two consecutive threes, Kiara now 0 for 5 from downtown.
Capri in the center circle. Now Alexis Edgers now high right side with 28 to play. Free throw line, Juniper Schwartzman, and threw it away. She turned to throw to Kiara. Thought she was Kiara was somewhere she wasn't, and the Streaks turned it over for
10 turnovers now by the Streaks.
10th time. 21-18, 25.6 to play in the first half. So Muhammad Seymour with a chance to tie with a three or
kind of surprised they're not holding for one.
Yeah. Thomas looking for help. 14 to play. Gets to Orgeron, leaning in. That, you know, you can't lean in and push off with your shoulder. Missed the shot as she got in the paint. Rebound, again, Juniper Schwartzman. And a three-quarter court shot. Oh, just short. Oh, there was.
Capri didn't know how much time was on the clock.
Yeah, she fired the shot with like 3 seconds. Now there's 0.4 to play. And
actually, the Streaks are fortunate here. The clock actually, they put it back up. I was going to say, the clock should have been 2-something.
Yeah.
And then they put it back up to 2.8.
Capri was a little embarrassed that she put that shot. She put her
because there was like five seconds left when she launched that.
And now they're going to get one off. Now you barely got to the top of the key. We have played one half of basketball. It has been an interesting one. But the Galesburg Silver Streaks with the lead championship game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. It is Galesburg 21, Muhammad Seymour 18. We will take a timeout and come back with our halftime show, halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead it 21-18. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Our lives are filled with reminders. Upcoming event reminders fill your calendars. A group of elementary students in Galesburg have a special reminder just for you.
Hi, my name is Nikki from King School, inviting you to participate in acts of kindness today and every day in our community. Today's suggested act of kindness is help pick up classroom or at home. Help us grow kinder hearts in our community.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at Mattoon High School, championship game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks with the lead over the Muhammad Seymour Bulldogs. 21-18. Streaks were up 15-9 at the end of the first quarter. They were outscored in the second quarter 9-6 by Muhammad Seymour. Streaks 16-3 and the Bulldogs 14-3 coming into this one here tonight. Good first half of basketball, Eric. Not the most cleanly played in that the Streaks had more turnovers than they like, but you know, as far as a flow to the game, with and especially officiating that we've seen down here, this has actually been a pretty decent half of basketball.
Yeah, the officials definitely haven't imposed themselves on this one. We felt like things were going pretty smoothly yesterday until about 2 minutes left to go in the second quarter, and the officials decided to put themselves on the show. So, You know, I don't mind how the streaks have played to this point.
Yeah.
I think the thing that you've got to be talking about, and I'm sure Coach Massey's talking about right now, is you need more movement on offense. I understand they're playing a zone, but you've got to cut people in and out of that zone. You've got to get the ball to the high post. In fact, Juniper had the right idea. She caught the ball in the high post there at the one of the last possessions the Streaks had. But then when she turned and threw it, she was just assuming where Key was instead of looking to see where Kara actually was set up, and she threw it out of bounds. But that's what you want. You want the ball going through the high post. You want people cutting through the zone. Because every time somebody comes through the zone, it forces the zone to move. And right now the Streaks are getting too stagnant on offense to the point where they're just passing it around the exterior. And the zone can – very minimal movement when you do that.
Well, and the interesting thing is we've seen different zones in this tournament. And overall in this tournament, the Streaks have actually moved the ball really well and found those gaps and those seams in the different zone defenses they've seen. And now we're trying, it's kind of like you said, throwing around on the perimeter and then looking to force it down on the block, and that's not open at this point with that 2-3. That's why you got to find those seams to get in. And, you know, like with the penetration that Kiera likes to do, and you draw the defenders, then dump it off or whatever the case may be. And they're spreading out the zone, and that's where I think maybe she can take advantage. And the same with Capri. She did a lot of that in this tournament as well. They're coming out to pressure and find those gaps going down the middle maybe and draw a defender.
Right, and I think those are some of the openings for the Streaks. Now, the big thing for them is – once you get into the lane, you just got to be smart about the basketball. You don't want to get in there and get yourself stuck. You don't want to pick the basketball up. I mean, it doesn't even hurt if Capri's got the ball, the ability to handle the basketball, to cut through the zone on the dribble and just keep her dribble alive and exit out the baseline. She's that talented of a ball handler. But, you know, at some point you're going to have to get some more movement. Defensively, I think the Streaks have done a great job. They've limited Muhammad Seymour to 18 points and a half. Orgeron has 5. She came in at averaging in 4 games. She was averaging just shy of 20 points a game.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can ask much more from what your defense has done. It's just the offense has to pick it up. We were probably, when we were sitting there and the Streaks were up even 9, or they were up 20-9 at one point. And that was after that 3-point play that Juniper had. You're thinking, okay, well, this could be the opportunity for the Streaks to put their foot on the gas pedal and just go. That didn't happen. But that being said, it's not the end of the world. Streaks have done a good job overall defensively. Now it's just the offense needs to pick it up.
Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. Streaks lead it 21-18 here at halftime championship game. The other games here, first game of the day, Sullivan defeated Altamont 61-58, San Anthony over Olney 69-56. And then in the third place game, it was the host Mattoon over Champaign Central 73-68. Galesburg High boys lost a couple today, and their tournament is all done over at Taylorville. They're already, I'm sure, back home by now. Hopefully they're back home safely at this point. And here are the Streaks lead 21-18 at halftime. We'll come back and run down our halftime stats next and bring you the second half of basketball. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing. Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Need a J-O-B ASAP? Head to Galesburg.info for the latest in local business listings. You don't have to scroll through endless job searches only to find openings 50 miles away. Find jobs available right here, right now at Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
The official WGIL forecast. Cloudy for the rest of the night, chance of rain, a low 33. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 37. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 28. The outlook for the weekend, mostly cloudy on Saturday, chance of showers, a high of 42. Slight chance of showers before midnight New Year's Eve, a low of 31. And mostly cloudy New Year's Day, a high of 46. Right now, it's 57 at WGIL.
Wear a gray WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at Alfano's Pizza on East Main Street in Knoxville. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Back here at Mattoon High School, we're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Muhammad Seymour Bulldogs 21-18. Our halftime scoreboard is, halftime statistics brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Kiara Kilgore's 10 points. Those all came in the first quarter, a couple of threes and a couple of twos. Six for Juniper Sportsman on traditional three-point plays. Baskets and two baskets, two for two from the line. Four for Soraya Boyd on a couple of baskets. One for Alexis Edgerson, one for two from the line. Streaks three for four from the line. Two three-pointers. 5 points apiece for Savannah Orgeron and Kylie Waldinger for Muhammad Seymour. 4 points for Durbin Thomas, two for Abby Bunting, two for Grace Binkley, one for one from the line, and the 1 3-pointer. Big story, probably the turnovers for the Streaks.
Yeah, 10 turnovers for the Streaks in that first half. Got to clean that up. 5 turnovers for the Bulldogs. Streaks are out rebounding them 17-9, including 6-3 on the offensive end. Muhammad Seymour shooting the ball 8 of 22, 1 of 6 from downtown. Streaks are 8 of 20, 2 of 10 from downtown.
All right, just about ready to get the second half underway. It'll be Muhammad Seymour basketball. Streaks lead 21-18, so Muhammad Seymour with a chance to cut it to one or tie with a three-pointer here as we start the second half. Just underway. Tom Meredith there. Gibson, thanks for being with us. High post, Waldinger. Oh, nice backdoor pass to Bunting. Got fouled from behind. Kiara got her from behind. That'll be her first foul in the basketball game. That was a good play out of the break.
Not a terrible foul, though, by Kiara. Yeah. I mean, being that she has zero, it's not a bad foul to make her earn them from the free throw line because otherwise it was an easy layup.
Bunting with 2 points on a basket in the first quarter. First shot is up and good. They get 21-19, 7:55 to play, third quarter championship game, Mattoon Holiday Tournament. And again, when I was talking about the Streaks pressing, and as Muhammad Seymour was making a comeback, it's just they seem to get tight and nervous, and you just really need to do what they were doing earlier, just take your time and run your offense.
Right.
Free throws good by Bunting. Now it's 21-20. Still the 2-3 zone here with it. Gives to Capri in the center circle. Now Kiara, left wing, fires a three. Got it!
Oh, that's a nice one. You needed that one. It relieves some of the stress from that first basket.
24-20 Streaks, 7:34 to play, third quarter. This is Orgeron, top of the key, picks up right wing. It goes to Bunting, dribbles left, and what's the call?
I don't know. Capri talking to the official. I think she's going to get called for a foul. I think she got tied up with Bunting. Waldinger. She gets called for her second
foul. Thomas will inbound from the right baseline. It comes to Orgeron. Now top of the key goes to Pruitt. Now it's Waldinger gets to Thomas. Left side to Bunting out high. Brings it back between the circles, working against Capri Ferguson. Thomas back to Bunting between the circles. Left wing Orgeron. Fakes, goes left. Good defense again by Soraya. Now gets back out to Waldinger, out high right side, it goes to Thomas. Left wing Orgeron brings it back out high and goes to the top of the key, picks up and gives to Thomas left side. Thomas on the dribble against Alexis Edgerson. Now to Orgeron, out high on the right side. Brings it back the other way, picks up top of the key, gives to
Bunting
at the free throw line.
Nobody
she
picked
a 15
her
footer, and that's six for her. And it's 24-22 Streaks. Alexis Edgerson drives baseline. Her pass got knocked away by Orgeron. Streaks will have it on the left baseline.
Yeah, that time running their offense, Muhammad Seymour was screening and getting people moving around the exterior into the free throw lane area, and nobody went with bunting after the screen was set.
Kira Kogel to inbound, and it comes to Capri Ferguson. Three-pointer from the right baseline. Good! Capri Ferguson's first basket. And it's 27-22 streaks. 6.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
It's got to feel good for the streaks after going just 2 for 10 in that first half from downtown.
Orgeron picks up between the circles out high right side to Bunting. Bunting working against Capri. Hands off to Thomas down in the right corner. Brings it back out high. Goes to the right elbow. Oh, nice dump off underneath to Pruitt. She was wide open.
Yeah, the streaks keep losing people because they're focused on the ball handle. You got to know your assignment and stay with them, with her.
27-24 streak, 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Capri with it to Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Puts on the floor, back out high to Capri. Brings it to the left. On the dribble, gives to Kiara in the left corner. Closed out, and it goes to Antonia Kissler. Gets knocked before, kicks it out to Soraya. 15-footer in and out, no good. And Orgeron pulls a rebound away.
That one looked like it was going to go down.
This is Thomas, top of the key. Bunting, right wing. Brings it back out high. And now out between the circles. Juniper Schwartzman back off the bench to check back in. Bunting. Back to Thomas in the center circle with 5:25 to play here in the third. Orgeron on the dribble on high right side. Pushes off Soraya. Now
come on.
You can't call that. She is leaning into her and pushing her off. That's so Soraya Boyd gets the foul call.
Yeah, Soraya walled up on her. Yeah. And by walled up, I mean she stood straight up with her hands up straight in the air. And Orgeron just leaned into her and they called the foul on Sierra.
Soraya,
excuse me.
First free throw good by Savannah Orgeron. Antonia Kissler will get a break. Juniper Schwartzman checks in. 5:22 to play third quarter. 27-25 streaks for the lead. Orgeron, second free throw is up. And missed that one long. Rebound to Kara Kilgore.
Good job by Key.
Now Capri Ferguson with it. Brings it across left side. Picks up. Pass nearly stolen away. Dangerous. Kara able to run it down. Long arms helped in that case. Now Kara's got it on the left side. Looks over the defense, now gives back out high to Capri. Right wing, Alexis Edgerson penetrates, kicks back out to Capri. Yep, travel with it, yeah. That time she did take the step before she put it on the floor, and that's, 11 turnovers now?
11 turnovers. I'd like to see the streaks run somebody to the high post. They're still doing the two posts and the blocks, and it's just allowing the defense to move too easily.
This is Orgeron on the dribble, pulls up a little 15-footer, left right side, no good. Kiara Kilgore with the rebound. Kiara on the run. Left side, switches over to the right. Little runner in the paint, straight on, no good. Gets her own rebound up,
getting
a
call
for
over
the back.
Yep.
That's going to be two on Kiara. Yeah, frustrated. She pulled up, and she's been pretty good at doing that shot, but it's really tough from straight on.
It is, and you could tell she kind of felt like it was one of those situations where all she had to do was just drop it over, and then when that ball bounced back off, you know, it looks huge. It looks like a beach ball because it's coming right back at you.
Yeah. 27-25 streaks, 4:39 to play third quarter. This is Bunting on the dribble out between the circles. Left wing goes to Orgeron, being guarded by Soraya. Back to Bunting between the circles. Now Orgeron left wing. Brings it back out high. Don't reach there, Soraya. Pulled her hand back. Now Bunting penetrates. Scoops a shot up off the glass. Too strong. But the rebound, Pruitt gets behind the defense. Up off the glass and in. We are tied. She's got four all here in the third quarter. 27 apiece. Lily Clark to Capri Ferguson. Gets behind the defense. Gets through. Steps through and lays it up and in. Capri Ferguson with a nice move. She's got five all here in the third quarter. And it's 29-27 streaks. Like to see that answer after the tie.
Well, and that plays there a lot. The streaks just have to start using it because they're sitting back in that zone.
Now Thomas late.
I don't think that if there was contact, it didn't affect the shot for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Juniper was away from Thomas putting the shot up, and that's going to be her
second
foul. Well, I said halftime that it's been played pretty well.
Called
pretty well. Oh, they called Lily? Was she even there in the area? Okay, well, that's her first. Thomas at the free throw line. Made the shot and doesn't give him lead. Missed the free throw. Soraya with the rebound.
Soraya has five boards now.
Capri Ferguson with it. To Kiara Kilgore out on the left side. Back to Capri left of the center circle. Now Kiara with it. Gives to Alexis Edgerson. Right wing goes to Capri. Mid post. Juniper Schwartzman back out to Capri. Fires a three. Oh. Rolls off. No good. Rebound Orgeron. Four. Muhammad Seymour. 3:25 to play third quarter.
Ooh.
29 all tie. Ooh, knocked away by Capri. He's going to go back to a full timeout being called by Garrett Risley. We'll take one as well. 3:24 to play third quarter. We are tied at 29. Championship game, a Toon Holiday Tournament. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh. Fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
To play third quarter, we are tied at 29, championship game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Tom Aerdeth, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along with us here tonight. What are the Illini doing?
They're up 62-31. Wow. Not having much of an issue with Bethune-Cookman and Reggie Theus' squad.
Reggie better suit up for him. Uh-huh. Well, he's probably pushing 70 now, though, if not a little older. I'm not sure. Still might
he
help.
He might
him,
still have some game in
he
him.
He might. All right. I don't know, after doing the acting thing, though. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? All right. 3:24 to play and in the third quarter. This is Thomas for Muhammad Seymour. Brings it across, gives out high right side to Bunting. Now Orgeron between the circles, out high left side to Thomas. Down the left block, it goes to Pruitt. Good defense by Kiara.
Wow.
Not much more as you do, and Pruitt puts it up and in over the outstretched arms of Kiara Kilgore, and it's the lead for Muhammad Seymour. First time since 2-0, and the pass went right through the hands of Juniper through her legs, and the Streaks turn it over.
Actually, they led 4-2 was their last
4-2,
lead.
4-2, okay. Coach Massey up encouraging, say, hey, let's play some defense now. Let's get it back. 31-29. Muhammad Seymour lead. Orgeron in the paint. Nice move back to the left. Puts a shot up and in. That was a tough shot.
That was. It was a nice move. And now the biggest lead of the game for Muhammad Seymour at 4. And good timeout here by Coach Massey.
And it's going to be a full, 30-second timeout. That was a tough move. Orgeron, she spun back to the left, shooting with her right hand. And tough shot there. Puts it up in. All right, 2:50 to play third quarter. 33-29 is a Muhammad Seymour lead. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation all streets road game. We'll drive a vehicle out of their rental fleet. It is a 2022 Nissan Rogue Sport. This is their intermediate SUV. What are you looking for rental-wise? They've got the economy. They've got a compact SUV, intermediate SUV, the full size, the Nissan Altima, premium SUV, Nissan Murano, the large SUV, the Nissan Pathfinder, of course, the Nissan Titan pickup if you need a truck for any reason. They've got low competitive daily rates up to 400 miles per day, special three-day weekend rates and lower weekly rates. They accept and match major insurance and rental coverages as well. So go check them out if you need a rental vehicle or if you're looking for a new Nissan, Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Streaks with the basketball, Juniper Schwartzman to Alexis Edgerson between the circles. Right wing, Capri Ferguson gets to Kier at the free throw line. Stops, now drives, gets between the defenders, got it up, couldn't hit, but they call the contact. Too bad you couldn't get that one to fall.
I like that movement by the Streaks, though, because they went out to Capri out on the wing and brought Kiera up the middle of the lane so that she could get it at the free throw line. And I think that's the weakness here for this team. And we saw a couple of games ago, Streaks did something similar, putting Key at the free throw line. And she went and started dishing it off to Soraya when she got doubled up. That might be another option here.
First foul on Pruitt. Kiara hits both free throws. She's got 15 in the game, and it's 33-31. Muhammad Seymour, 2:35 to play here in the third quarter. Thomas brings it across. High post, Orgeron. Good defense by Juniper. Spins back the other way. Oh. Yeah, Juniper got her. Yeah, that was. I wish she would have gone straight up because that was going to be a tough shot because Orgeron was actually floating to the left on that shot. I don't know if she could have gotten it in. I mean, she's a good ball player, but that was a tough shot.
Well, what Juniper really needs to do there, she needs to kind of pull the chair from her instead of letting her use, because what she's doing is she's backing down on our girls, and then once she feels the pressure stop, she's spinning. So you want to pull right before she does that, and she's going to be off balance.
First shot up for Orgeron and good. Well, 1-for-2 last time at the line. It was 34-31, 2:27 to play here in the third. Muhammad Seymour with the lead on the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Savannah Orgeron, second shot is up and good. She's been the second leading scorer in the tournament behind Kiara Kilgore. 35-31, Muhammad Seymour lead. Alexis Edgerson right side to Capri Ferguson. Back to Alexis on the right wing. Pulls it back out and gets to Capri. Streaks really got themselves spread out now. Kier with it. Left corner, kicks back to Capri on the left wing. Brings it back out high, picks up, and has Soraya at the high post. Left elbow, turns, faces up. Now gives it to Belt. Pass kicked away by Bunting.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Soraya hesitant. She got it at the high post, and she was open for the shot. Didn't want to take the shot, but I don't know why. I don't know if there was not room for her to drive. I'm not sure.
Well, what I don't like is that that's not a normal position for any of the streak post players to do, to distribute the ball. That's why I liked Kiera at the flash into the high post, because it allows her to distribute, and she's a little bit more familiar with that end of the court.
Capri with it. Now try to get that. The time to try to get the high post. Kiera tried to force
it
in.
But she tried to throw it over the top of Bunting. You can't throw it over the top of a player.
Yeah, they got good. They actually have really good length with everybody but Thomas out there. This is Waldinger, left wing, 1:36 to play. Oh, now Kier's going to call for a bump. Wow. That is going to be her third foul, unfortunately.
Well, I understand the theory there by Kiera, but and she did bump her, but we're at seven fouls now. They're at one.
Oh, well, hopefully the officials will look at the scoreboard.
Right. And there's been bumping on this end of the floor, too. We're not calling it.
First free throw up and good. She will get the bonus. Yeah, we'll see if the same thing happens.
From the point that the streaks were up 20-9, they are now 20. They've outscored us 27-11.
Missed the second one. Alexis Edgerson with a rebound. Capri across midcourt, right side. Gets to Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Now to Capri between the circles, 1:27
see?
To play.
Now, okay,
there,
thank you.
Thank you. Now he calls
same
it.
Official.
Yep. So Bunting gets the call.
If you're going to call the bump on both ends.
So are we going to get like five in a row against them?
We're not mid-tune.
So that's true. That is true. We're from up north. This is Capri. Picks up out high and bounces for Alexis Edgerson right of the center circle to Kiera on the right wing. Back to Alexis. Back to Kiera. Right baseline. Fires a three. Got it! Made the three. Fouled by Waldinger. Chance for a four-point play for Kiera Kilgore and cut it to one. It's now 36-34 with 1:14 to play here in the third quarter. Wow, what a shot. You could just see the concentration.
Right.
She was looking at the basket the whole time, and Waldinger ran into her after the shot, and Kiera converts the four-point play. 36-35, 1:14 to play, third quarter.
Great job by Kiera. She's just got that feeling in her. Now let's see if the streaks can pick it up on the defensive end here and get a stop.
Pruitt to Thomas out high right side. Working against Alexis Edgerson. Crosses over. Gets out to Orgeron. Fires a three. Got it.
Can't leave her open.
She's feeling it too.
I don't necessarily like Juniper guarding her, because I don't know that Juniper can stay with her out on the exterior.
Capri across midcourt. Picks up. And nearly stolen away. Oh, Alexis went over and back. No, the
difference
is on the tip. Alexis drives in a little 10-footer or a 15-footer. No good. Pruitt comes away with a rebound. 40 seconds to play in the quarter.
Well, and see, that's a gut punch right there. Ogeron getting that three after getting the four-point play. You don't want that. It's very deflating for the offense and defense.
She just picked it up. She just carried the ball. She put it up on her hip. Thomas did. Now gets to Orgeron. Step back three again. She is feeling it. She hit another. Wow.
Well, and again, I don't like the Juniper matchup, because I don't think she could stay with her. Soraya was doing a much better job staying with her.
10 to play. Alexis Edgerson now to Capri with 7. I don't think she knows how much time. Now Kiera's got it with 4. Now with 3, pushes off. Got some contact. Got fouled on that 3. Came up short. We have played 3 quarters of basketball. It is the Mahama Seymour Bulldogs 42, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 35. We'll come back with a final 8 minutes of the championship game here from Mattoon. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
We are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Galesburg Covenant Church, who recently received $100. Nominate your favorite at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks for the basketball to start the fourth quarter, trailing 42-35, championship game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, Capri Ferguson, Brainerd Cross, and now they're in a man-to-man defense. Oh, no, they're not. And then turn it over. Just dribbled right into Pruitt. She took it away.
Well, and I don't know if Capri thought they were in a man-to-man, and that's why she took off like that, knowing she had beat the first level of the defense.
Thomas out high right side. Brings it back out between the circles, working against Lily Clark. 7:37 to play in the ball game. Right wing, it's Orgeron working against Soraya Boyd now. And travel with
her. Yes, she did.
She stopped, she drug her pivot foot and then passed the ball off. Now it is Thomas. Right elbow, kicks it back out.
Looks like they're running a little bit of a stall offense.
Yeah. Bunting now to Thomas out high right side. 7:16 to play. Thomas between the circles gives to Bunting out high on the left side. She'll bring it back out and pick up between the circles. Now Thomas, so they're just going to look for the easy one, hoping we fall asleep. Now they get down the right block to Waldron. He pulls out and pushed off on Kiera. Now gets out to Thomas and a travel. Thank you very much.
Just the sixth turnover of the game for Mohammed Seymour.
First one in the second half.
Right, they haven't turned it over in the second half before that one.
Under 7 minutes to play. Streaks trailing 42-35. Capri Ferguson gives to Soraya Boyd, right wing. Now to Kiera between the circles. To Capri out high on the left side in front of the Streaks bench. High post to Lily Clark. She pulls it back out and bounces for Kiera right of the center circle.
Yeah, I don't know that Lily has the height to play the middle against the 2-3.
Right, and we look a little confused. Now Capri drives down the middle. Dishes off to Kiera, left wing. Can't hit the three. Rebound comes down to Bunting for Mohammed Seymour. I think Kiera got a little bit excited. She was so wide open.
Right.
That one may have hurried it a little bit.
That should have been a double dribble.
Yeah.
Dribble with two hands up, and then started dribbling again.
Now Orgeron hands off to Bunting. Now Thomas between the circles. 6:15 to play in the ball game. Working against Lily Clark.
Capri looks gassed. Usually she's a lot more aggressive on the defensive end. Yeah. Just laying back.
Now Thomas drives in, a little five-footer, no good, but gets her own rebound up off the glass, missed it. That should be a foul over the back. Thank you, yeah. The official right on the play didn't call Orgeron going over the back, but the official down out on the left side called it. Oh, no, I'm sorry, it was
Pruitt.
Pruitt, yeah. Thought that was Orgeron, so Pruitt gets right. Yeah, all over the back of Juniper Schwartzman.
Streak ball. I don't know what this guy's waiting for.
Yeah, because this guy didn't see the foul or didn't call the foul, so he didn't know what – didn't know what it was called. I'm sorry, that was Pruitt, wasn't it?
Yep.
Her second foul. 14 fouls now on Mohammed Seymour. Right wing, Lily Clark. Now Capri over the top, over through Soraya.
And they had the bottom of the zone sealed off right there. Juniper and Soraya were open over the top and threw it over the top of both of them. So this is going to be a timeout for Coach Massey at 30.
30-second timeout, 5:52 to play here in the ballgame. Streets trail 42-35. So, been a little bit frustrating here. What is that, 15 turnovers for us now?
Or yes.
We got five here in the second half, and only they just committed the first turnover in the second half. They've only got six for the ballgame, and that's, I guess you feel good about the fact that you only trailed this much with that many turnovers, but you had a lead turning the ball over consistently in the first half.
And right.
When you keep doing that here's what happens. They are able to creep back in and take the lead.
Well, I mean, you scored 20 points in roughly the first quarter and, 3 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Since that point, you've only scored 15 points in the last almost two quarters.
So the Bulldogs will bring its length to the court after the Streaks turnover. They'll pick up in midcourt. I agree with you. Watching Capri even down there, I'm kind of glad. I was thinking, you know, full court pressure, but Capri's like, I don't think she's ready for that.
Yeah, but I almost think you have to here soon. You're down by seven, and they're taking a lot of time every time they get the basketball.
Orgeron, left wing, working against Soraya, drives in, kicks out to Thomas. They're going to kind of running a weave, going to get some penetration, again, hoping the Streaks fall asleep. Now, left wing, Kier closes out. Waldinger has to kick it back out to Bunting. Now back to Waldinger, left wing. Bring it back out high, hands off to Orgeron. Top of the key, working against Soraya. Now it's Bunting back to Thomas between the circles, 5-12 to play.
See, they're burning about 40 seconds to a minute every time they get the basketball. The Streaks have got to pick up the defensive intensity.
Thomas on the right wing against Lily Clark.
Because they've proven they're not going to hurt themselves very often.
Orgeron, turn around, 17-footer, missed it, but the rebound, taken away by Kiara.
Nice shot by Kiara because she got beat.
Yeah. It was Waldinger that had it. Kiara took it away from her. She's got it, brings it across. Kiara down the right side, splits the defender, took some contact, no call. Wow, right across the arm, and no call. She looked at the official like he just looked back at her. My goodness. Come back the other way. This is Bunting with it. Right wing to Waldinger. Now it's Orgeron, top of the key, dribbles right, pushes off, now pulls it back out.
I almost think you need to go to the 1-3-1 or something because you guys are getting some traps.
Thomas to Bunting out high left side, or rather this is, Bunting.
See,
back under the center circle.
So tired, she's just laying off when Bunting gets the basketball.
Orgeron between the circles, 4:06 to play in the ball game. Now timeout called.
That's interesting because they only have 30. One left.
Yeah, 30-second timeout. By Garrett Riesling, 4:05 to play. Streaks trail 42-35. Well, see what we do when we come back down offensively.
Well, you're looking at the Streaks haven't scored now in this. No one scored in this quarter.
Yeah,
we're almost halfway through this quarter. No one has scored. The Streaks have got to find some offense.
Yeah.
And realistically, this is Muhammad, I'm sure Coach Risley is just saying to his team, we're doing a good job taking air off out of the ball, but at the same time, you guys got to start making some harder cuts to the basket so we can get some points.
Yeah.
We could put this thing away if we get a couple of baskets and some more stops.
Yeah, or even some contact and get to the free throw line. So Bunting will inbound near the scorer's table on the near side. Into Thomas, she'll bring it across midcourt against Lily Clark. Picks up, gives left wing to Waldinger.
Streaks have got to start playing the passing lanes.
And Capri knocked it away briefly from Bunting, but she's able to run it down near midcourt. Bunting dribbles right behind the back. Now hands off to Thomas. Left wing goes to Waldinger.
The problem is Capri's doing it right now. Nobody else is. You can't be the only one playing the passing lanes.
Unfortunately, Waldinger threw it at Pruitt too hard. Bounced right off of her, bounced right back into Waldinger's hands. Down to 3:34 to play.
I mean, you're down by three or four possessions.
Now Waldinger gets behind the defense, lays it up and in. And she's got 8 in the ball game. Capri Ferguson with it now. Right wing Lily Clark, 3:17 to play.
Hey, you got to start moving on offense.
35.
Somebody's got to move. Everyone's just standing.
Bounce for Kiara, left wing. She brings it back out. She'll fire the three on the pick from Capri. Too strong. Rebound Lily Clark on the weak side, but taken away by Pruitt. Now it's Thomas.
You got to play some harder defense than this.
Yep.
We're down under 3 minutes. You're down by 3 possessions at minimum, really 4 possessions.
2:44 to play. Thomas bounces for Bunting back out between the circles. Bunting on the dribble.
At this rate, you're not even going to get 4 possessions.
Orgeron drives in left side. Oh, come on, really?
She jumped into Soraya or to Juniper, I think.
I didn't even know that there was any contact, period. She just missed the
shot. No, there was contact, but she jumped into Juniper. That's the problem. I mean, she created the contact. Juniper straight up.
That's 3 on Juniper Schwartzman with 2, is that 34?
Yeah, 2:34 left to go.
Orgeron at the free throw line, hits the first.
Streaks still scoreless here in the fourth. This is not the time of the game to go cold.
Orgeron, free throw line.
I mean, I'd be tempted to go a 4-guard lineup if I'm Coach Massey because you need to start chasing down these ball handlers.
And hits both. 2:32 to play. Capri down the right side, got herself kind of behind the glass. Little water from the right baseline. Floating behind the glass, put it up and in. That was a tough shot. First basket of the fourth quarter for the Streaks, trailing 46-37.
I don't know why the Streaks aren't pressing there.
Thomas dribbles to the free throw line, and good defense by Alexis Edgerton. Now Capri dives for
nice
a pass from her rear end to Kiera. Kiera down the left side, leans in, gets hammered, no call.
Should've
up off the glass
one.
And in. Yeah, absolutely. No, she's gotten hardly any contact called this whole tournament, and Coach Massey calls a timeout with 2:04 to play, 46-39 now.
The problem is we're right where we were when we started this quarter, and there's 2 minutes and 4 seconds left.
Full timeout. We'll take one as well. Streaks trail 46-39, 2:04 to play. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Game Galesburg Silver Street Trail, the Mohammed Seymour Bulldogs 46-39. See if they come out with full court pressure here as the Bulldogs will have to bring it the length of the court. And, yeah, it looks like they're going to pick up with full court pressure. It'll be Bunting to inbound. She'll be guarded by Capri Ferguson. Don't want to get beat long on this. They're going to try to probably send somebody long because they've just got them all spread out. And Kira saying, yep, don't try to get back. Nope, now they get it in to
Got a trap.
Goes to Waldinger, gets it across to Thomas on the right wing. With 1:56 to play. Thomas on the dribble. Crosses over. Goes to the left elbow. Bounces left wing to Bunting. Or you have to either start fouling or something because they're not even going to go to the basket more than likely, Thomas.
Or they're going to get the Orgeron.
Waldinger. Now it's Bunting.
Got to get out there.
Now gets it off to Thomas with 1:35 to play.
I mean, you're down by 7 points. You can't wait till under a minute to foul here.
Orgeron. Good double.
Travel.
Oh, a travel. Good double by Tierra Kilgore. She knew that Orgeron was going to make that spin move, and she went for the steal. Orgeron saw her coming, picked it up, and took a step.
Okay, got to get a bucket here. You don't need a three. You just got to get a bucket.
Free Ferguson picks up, now looks for help, and Kiera gets open out near midcourt. Kiera down the right side, now pulls it back out, splits defenders. They reach in, and she goes up and loses it, and it's going to go.
I don't know how that rolled all the way through the lane without – anybody from Mohammed Seymour touching it.
Wow. You have got to be kidding me.
That Kiera came out between, of Kira's hand and rolled through four Bulldogs and allegedly touched none of them.
And the way it came out, also, somebody had touched it, knocked it away as she was going up.
Streak side.
Oh, come on.
I mean.
Soraya gets called for a block. Again, Orgeron's leaning into her.
She bumped her, but I don't understand why Capri didn't go trap. The Streaks need to trap. They're sitting back. There's only a minute 11 left in the game.
Now we'll walk it all the way to the other end. So Orgeron goes to
she's hit her last four from the line. She's 5 of 6 in the game.
And the next from here on out will be two shots anyway because that's 19 fouls now on us. Orgeron at the free throw line and hit the front iron but still falls through. 47-39, 1:11 to play in the ball game.
Streaks are getting to the point where they're going to need a miracle here.
Second one for Orgeron is up, and it is good.
Down 9 now with a minute 11 left. You've got to go, girls. Got to go.
Kiera, that's what Coach Massey yelling, go. Right side, Kiera. Now drives baseline, leans in, left hand up and good. That was a tough shot. She came from behind the glass. Got it up with the left hand off the glass and in. 48-41.
Streaks have got to start trapping.
Play, yeah. Or you just got to foul. Something.
Right. I would foul. I mean, you're under 50 seconds. You got to start fouling. Yeah, trap and try to get a steal. If you can't, then you get a foul.
Now a timeout called by Garrett.
I don't know what Garrett Risley's doing here. He's helping the Streaks, if anything.
Yeah, because by the time he called the timeout, Alexis had gone for the steal and fell to the ground, and her girl had it by herself.
All you're doing is giving Coach Massey an opportunity to talk to the team and be like, yes, they're fouling.
Yeah.
Because obviously they weren't.
48-41, 44.1 to play. And the Streaks trail here after a good start to the game.
Yeah, that's just very, very tough at this point.
All right, so just 44.1 to play in the ball game, and afterwards, I'm guessing we'll hear the announcement. They'll do the trophy presentation. We'll hear the announcement of the all
tournament
teams and the most valuable player of the tournament. I'm assuming it's one of our girls. It should be, but who knows?
Yeah,
seen weird things happening.
It should be Kira,
yeah,
regardless of outcome here.
Yeah, yeah, we've had several of our players.
Orgeron has, just in this game, Orgeron has 20, and Kira's got, what, 23?
Yep. All right, 44.1 to play. Muhammad Seymour basketball on the far side at midcourt.
Well, Streaks really, really need to get a steal here.
And it will be Bunting to inbound. In the backcourt, it comes to Thomas. And Caprize, they were supposed to trap. Caprize was waiting for somebody to help with the trap. Nobody showed up. Now Kiera is going to get called for the bump. That's her
fourth.
And what, well, 37.9 to play.
It's frustrating to come out of a timeout. Obviously, they had it set up for a trap.
Yeah.
You're one of the other girls on the floor. You've got to understand that once Capri gets the first half of that trap, somebody else has to come help her. I mean, you're not as concerned about picking up your man in that situation, because if they throw it over the top and get a bucket anyway, it doesn't matter because you're down. You've got to gamble at this point.
Orgeron hits the first. She's been perfect from the line here in the fourth quarter. Hits the second one as well. And it's 50 to 41, 37 seconds to play. Capri with it. Now,
gotta
get a score. Antonio Kitzer from the line, lost it off her foot. Now we're going to have a tie-up. And possession arrow points toward the Bulldogs.
And the question there is, if you're Antonio, why are you dribbling? You either got to get a shot up or you got to get a quick pass.
Yeah.
You dribbling at the free throw line isn't going to take you anywhere.
I think she was trying to look to try to pass it back to Capri also. Now they got a trap, but got a foul here. 25 seconds to play. And still in the backcourt. And now a tie-up.
Wow.
And Kira fouls out. Are you kidding me? Wow. That is unfortunate.
Well, with the lack of calls she got in this tournament,
exactly.
Probably appropriate that that's how her tournament ends.
Shooting two.
So that'll put Bunting at the line with two shots. With 21 seconds to play in the ball game at a 41. Now 10-point lead, 10-point lead, 51-41. So Lily Clark checks in to replace Kiera Kilgore. Bunting's second shot is up and missed it. Rebound Alexis Edgerson to Capri Ferguson. Capri on the run right side. Tries to get to the basket. Gets to Lily Clark down on the left block. Little five-footer up. Missed it. Rebound comes away to Thomas with 12 to play.
And I think the Streaks are going to concede.
As Orgeron brings across, it's kind of funny to have the Mattoon fans cheering for Muhammad Seymour when that's a conference rival. But, I don't know. Time runs out. Final score, Muhammad Seymour 51, Galesburg 41. Mattoon wins the Mattoon Tournament Championship over the Galesburg Silver Streaks. So, tough one for the Streaks here tonight. Got outscored 9-6 in that fourth quarter and by a lot in the second half.
33-20 in the second half, 42-26 in the last three quarters. So, unfortunately, the Streaks started hot and kind of burned their flame, it looks like.
Final score, 51-41, Muhammad Seymour, the winner. Well, we'll pick up our trophy presentation with the PA announcer, Greg Powers, here at Mattoon High School. Let's
see. All right, at this time, Mattoon High School would like to thank everyone for coming out and supporting all of the girls in the 43rd Annual Holiday Tournament. Special thanks to the longtime sponsors of Tony and Tyson Harris of Harris Metals and Recycling, Mark and Monty Sheehan of North 19th Street Dairy Queen, Mark and Tim Sheehan of Sheehan Construction, and the City of Mattoon Tourism Committee. We appreciate their support.
Well, he's not getting it to turn on or what?
Goes to the Silver Streaks.
As they present the second place trophy to the Streaks.
To the Silver Streaks on their second place finish. Their
athletic director hands it to the Streaks.
So congratulations once again to the Silver Streaks on their second place finish. And now, Mattoon Athletic Director Trent Duckett will present the championship trophy to the Lady Bulldogs of Muhammad Seymour.
Congratulations again to both teams on a fantastic tournament, and we wish you the best the rest of the season. At this time, we'd also like to present this year's all-tournament team, as voted on by coaches and officials. And the all-tournament team includes, from Effingham St. Anthony, Lucy Fearday. Lucy's not here tonight, but if your name is called, please come to the scorer's table. From Altamont, Peyton Osteen. Peyton's also not here tonight. Gracie Bergner from Alney. From Mahomet, Durbin Thomas. From Mattoon, Emily Maple. From Galesburg, Soraya Boyd. From Champaign Central, Addie McLeod. Addie's not here as well. From Mattoon, Lily Gear. From Mahomet, Kylie Waldinger. From Galesburg, Kiera Kilgore. And rounding out the all-tournament team, your most valuable player from Mahomet, Savannah Orgeron.
All I can say is wow.
That was
wow.
Clearly just going to the player that
scored
the most on the winning
team. Like to get a picture of the all-tournament team.
Yeah.
We have one more announcement after
Kiera
we get that picture.
Her in every game.
We'll get a quick picture.
Wow.
And
I don't get that.
And I would love to see the other stats because Kiera had, what, three double-doubles in this tournament?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Wow. How
can't be surprised.
And it played, getting fouled continually, not getting the calls, and was by far the most valuable player in this tournament. My goodness. And, you know, nothing taken away from Orgeron. She's a good basketball player. Had a really good second half here. Wow. That is ridiculous. Well, we will say, well, yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Kiera Kilgore receives a game ball for 1,000 points.
And being the tournament's leading scorer, he said.
Thank you again for everyone coming out. We wish you a safe trip home, especially.
Well, little consolation. She was definitely the most valuable player in the tournament.
Right. For sure.
Unfortunate. All right, we're going to take a timeout, come back, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey to the rest of our post game coming up. Streaks fall tonight, 51-41 championship game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
this happy bunch is the Quarterly family. Oh, and Searchlight, their schnauzer. The Quarterlies have their SUV detailed here at Dave's Auto Body every 3 months because...
we busted it!
Let's call it an unanticipated get-together with another car. Ooh. But Dave's Auto Body fixed everything good as new.
Better if you count our trunk.
Sorry.
And they got detail for life. You may qualify with your busted vehicle. Detail for life.
Dave's Auto Body.
Schnauzer approved.
You better call Dave's.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
Charge ahead with your certified service experts at YEM. Hi, this is Michelle Batson at YEM Certified Service. No matter the season, we've got you covered with limited warranties that hold their charge. Our winter service promotion is going on now, with great rebates on select batteries. We also have rebates on cabin air filters, engine air filters, and wiper blades. Before you head out on your next trip, be absolutely sure your battery is at its best. Powerful batteries, expert installation, all backed by GM service at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast. Cloudy for the rest of the night, chance of rain, a low 33. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 37. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 28. The outlook for the weekend, mostly cloudy on Saturday, chance of showers, a high of 42. Slight chance of showers before midnight New Year's Eve, a low of 31. And mostly cloudy New Year's Day, a high of 46. Right now, it's 57 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks fall by a final score of 51-41 to the Bahama Seymour Bulldogs in the championship of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Tough one here tonight, coach. You came out. It was a really pretty good first quarter, especially really first half of basketball. Both teams played pretty well defensively. You guys really seemed to be on point. Offensively, though, you slowed down. You were really taking your time early and finding the open looks, but kind of got a little bit, I don't know if you want to say stagnant is a word, in that second quarter, and just were, I don't know if you would call it overpassing, but maybe not making as good of decisions.
Well, their zone's really good, yeah. And I think we were fortunate, when we were fresh at the beginning and we made, we could make the right passes and we hit shots and stuff. And then, unfortunately, what happened was we didn't get rewarded by making shots. And then once we weren't making shots, everything became a little bit more of a battle. But I thought, it was unfortunate when we had the lead. I thought we had two or three plays where we got a rebound or were open inside, and we just didn't convert shots that, we certainly normally would and stuff. And that was one where we're up like 21-13, where, we could have easily been up, 25, yeah, 27, and we didn't do it, and so that's on us. And, I think the thing about Muhammad that's good is that, we knew going in. I mean, watching them on huddle, that there's times that they'll run possessions for over a minute, and so you have to defend. But, to their credit, they've always got five kids on the floor that can handle the ball, can pass the ball, and can shoot it. So they're hard to defend.
Yeah, what you said coming out in the second half, and especially in that late in that third quarter when they got close and then actually took the lead. Yeah, those were very, very long possessions, and that's tough on you defensively. You can get tired in a possession like that, which in turn makes it tough back down on the offensive end.
Right. Yeah, I would agree with that completely. And it was one where I thought we worked hard defensively. I thought, you know, the key was there was a one stretch in the third quarter where we didn't get out on the 21, and she ended up hit the threes and stuff, and that's unfortunate because both Soraya and Juniper had played such good defense and worked so hard on her, and it just, you know, like three short spots, and, you know, she drained the threes.
Well, a really nice run here in this tournament. Unfortunate they didn't come away with the championship here tonight, but again, a very good run by your girls. I a little bit surprised. It was nice to see both Kiera and Soraya on the all tournament team. You know, I know they go a lot more by scoring than anything. I thought Capri deserved to be there.
But oh yeah,
we've been. I say all tournament. I don't know how Kiera is not the most valuable player. She had at least a couple of double-doubles, and not to take anything away from the Orgeron girl from Muhammad Seymour. I just thought Kiera had just an amazing tournament here.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised too, but I'm guessing what they did was that probably was a close vote, and they said whoever wins, we'll give that player the MVP.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll get back into conference play next week, and we'll see you again back. Or I don't remember. We're back at John Thiel Gym to start.
Yeah.
Sterling. That's right. Wrap up the conference season.
Yep.
All right, Coach. So, thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks for
safe
covering.
Safe travels.
Thanks.
Yep, bye.
Thanks, Coach.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post game show. Streaks fall 51-41 was the final score. We'll come back and quickly run down our post game stats, and also coming up with you naming our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 51-41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM. WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at Knoxville Barn Grill on Main Street in Knoxville. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Back here at Mattoon High School, Streaks fall to the Muhammad Seymour Bulldogs. 51-41 was the final score in the championship game. Kiera Kilgore and Soraya Boyd named the all-tournament team. Unfortunately, I don't know how Kiera's, again, not named the tournament MVP. I think Coach Massey's probably right. Well, they're both the leading scorers, so it should go to the one whoever wins the game. I don't know. I don't know how they do that. But I still say overall, we didn't see all of Ogeron's games. But, you know, you look at Kiera's stat sheet the entire tournament.
Well, and again, as you brought up with Coach, the unfortunate thing is that they don't take into account any other stats other
right.
than scoring because yeah. – they don't keep any other stats other than scoring. And, you know, if you look at the assist totals that Capri had, I guarantee nobody was near her in
right.
assists. And
yeah, she should have been all tournament team.
Right.
Definitely.
And you talk about steals. And so I don't like the way that – I've never liked the way they do this. For some reason, at one point, what year was that Riley Jenkins won it back in 2018?
Yeah.
And in that year, I think that was the year we finished fourth.
Yeah.
And we lost our last two games to Mattoon and Olney and finished fourth. We went 3-2 in the tournament, but she won the MVP, which was kind of surprising
yeah.
to us. But
yeah. All right, so the Streaks fall 51-41, and our post-game stats are brought to you by Solvera Health in Galesburg, bringing hospitality to healthcare. We'll start off scoring-wise for the Streaks. They were led by Kira Kilgore's 23 points, 4 threes, 4 twos, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. We just didn't get to those. Eric mentioned it in the post game earlier that we just didn't get to the free throw line enough when we actually shot well from it. 7 points for Capri Ferguson, a 3 and a couple of 2s. 6 points for Juniper Schwartzman, 2 baskets, 2 actual traditional 3-point plays, 2 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Soraya Boyd on a couple of baskets. 1 point for Alexis Edgerson on 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Streaks with the 5 three-pointers, 6 for 7 from the line. Turnovers also a big point. We'll have Eric will mention those stats coming up. For Muhammad Seymour, they were led by Savannah Orgeron with 22 points, 2 twos, 3 threes, 9 for 10 from the line. Difference was she got to the line, and we didn't too much. 8 points for Kylie Waldinger on 3 baskets, 2 for 3 from the line. 6 points for Chloe Pruitt on 3 baskets, 6 for Durbin Thomas on 3 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line, 7 for Abby Bunting, 2 baskets, 2 for 3 from the line, 2 points for Grace Binkley on a basket. They were 14 for 17 from the line and 3 three-pointers in the game.
Well, as Tom said, a big stat here was turnover. Streaks turned the ball over 18 times, 10 in the first half, 8 in the second half, whereas Muhammad Seymour only turned the ball over 8 times, 5 in the first half, 3 in the second half. Streaks did out-rebound the Bulldogs 24-17, including 7-5 on the offensive end. The Bulldogs shot 17 of 36 from the field, 3 of 9 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, were 15 of 34, 5 of 14 from downtown. Juniper Schwartzman had another solid game. She had her 6 points Tom told you about. She also had 6 rebounds. Soraya Boyd had only 4 points, but she had 5 rebounds and a steal. Antonia Kistler had a steal and a rebound. Alexis Edgerson had a solo point, but she also had 2 rebounds. Capri Ferguson, 7 points, all coming in the second half, but 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal. Kiara Kilgore fouled out, but she had the 23 points, only 4 rebounds, assists, and a steal for her in this one. And Lily Clark, 1 rebound.
All right, Streaks fall 51-41. Take our final timeout, come back in our final order of business to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minet are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
I see trucks. Let me count them. 1 F-150, 2 F-150, 3, 4, 5 F-150s. Ah, ah, ah. This is the count, Dan Kuna, and we got great incentives here at Ford of Galesburg. 2.9 for 60 months or 3.9 for 72 months on new F-150s now through January 3rd. Come take a test drive. We'll do our best to put you behind the wheel of exactly what you want. You can count on that.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up your gray WGIL button at Lieber's Boxcar Express on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Back here at Mattoon High School, Tom Meredith there. Gibson Streaks fall in the championship game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament 51-41. Our final order of business to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, tough night tonight, but we started off really well. And yep. We thought, hey, this is going to be a good night here. Great start to the ball game, finding the open looks, and this young lady took advantage of those open looks to start this game.
Yeah, we're going to go with the junior, Kara Kilgore. She might not have won MVP of the tournament, but she's going to be our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. She finished the game with 23 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Just one of those games that unfortunately, like you said, there was a lot of optimism from the get-go because she came out, she was red hot, she hit 10 points, scoring on 4 of her first 5 baskets, and it looked like the Streaks might have something cooking from the get-go, but unfortunately that didn't hold true throughout the game.
All right, let's see, so 93. Kiara finishes the tournament with 117 points, Savannah Orgeron with 93 for Muhammad Seymour.
Man. Who's MVP?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. We know who it was, but, ah, well, all right, well.
I mean, she outscored her by 24 points. Yeah. So even if you're going just by that stat.
And just by watching her this game, she's not really too active on the boards either.
No.
She is a very good all-around player.
Yeah, I'm not taking anything away from her. And some of those step-back threes she hit were very impressive.
Yep.
Once she started really slow, and once she got her game going, it was a difference maker in this one for the Bulldogs. But
uses her size well, but just not the things that Kiara does out there. And unfortunate. Well, in our book, she was the MVP. All right. Well, the Streaks fall 51-41. We thank you so much for listening and keeping with us here. A late night here from Mattoon High School. Got a late start and finally wrapping things up. Unfortunately, not bringing a victory home, but Streaks now 16-4 on the year, and we will be back next next Thursday night, home against the Sterling Golden Warriors, and that'll wrap up the first half of the conference season there, and getting back into it next week. Well, thanks again so much for listening, and thanks to Clark Burnett back at the studio keeping us on throughout the whole tournament here. For Eric Gibson, Tom Ayres saying good night from Mattoon.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.